Hi everyone, today we're reading James chapter 5 verses 13 through 18. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months, it did not rain on the earth. And he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. So this passage from James is very clearly about prayer. And what James seems to be getting at is that if you are suffering, if you are struggling, you're dealing with sin, whatever it is, you can pray. You can go to God, and God will answer. And what's great about what he says here is that it's not just like a personal thing either. I mean, the example of Elijah is just like a personal one individual, but he talks about having elders of the church praying over people, confessing sins for one another, praying for one another for healing. There's a community effort here, and that as a community, if we pray, if we're in trials and we pray, then we will find forgiveness, we'll find healing, we will see the great power of God working through our prayers. And so, yes, nothing like really profoundly or at least differently deep about this passage, except that, you know, we should pray. And one thing that, you know, we find in our lives is that prayer is often not our first instinct, right? There's something going on. It's like, is any among you suffering? You figure it out, right? That's the answer, right? Or is there anyone sick? We'll call a doctor, or we'll Google it, look up on WebMD or whatever, right? Dealing with sin or guilt about something, we try to make up for it. But what James is saying is that let him pray. Let her pray. In whatever situation that you are going through, you should pray. Because the Lord will raise you up. The Lord will bring forgiveness. The Lord will bring healing. And he'll do it, especially when, as a community, we do this together. And so, very simply, as I just close out this devotional, let's pray for ourselves that we will pray. Let's pray for ourselves that we will pray for our community. Let's pray that we will receive prayer from our community. Let's pray that we can be a body who experiences the forgiveness of God, the healing of God, the power of God as we pray. Let me pray for us. Jesus, we thank you that you are good and you are with us, Lord. And Lord, I pray that our first instinct every day, daily, throughout our days will be to pray and to depend upon you and to trust you with our entire lives, God. Lord, we pray for our church that we will be a praying church, that we won't be a church that, you know, has plans and programs, but that although those are important, we pray that we'll be a church that prays and sees you working in us as a body through the, and sees you working through the different plans and programs that we make in your will, in your name, Jesus. So help us, God. Bless us. Move in us as we pray. And it's in your name that we lift this up.